It's all about the food and drink. And if you're worried we're trying to get you a little bit tiddly, then you might have a point. We're going to be talking about Norwich City later, and we find it best not to do that with a clear head. First, John tells us all about a new food festival.
Enjoy the delights of an Indian carnival at a city restaurant street food event this summer. Namaste Village in Queen's Road is a popular choice for Norwich foodies looking for vegetarian and vegan dishes. And now they'll be able to enjoy the sights and flavours of an authentic Indian carnival at its forthcoming event. On Sunday, June the 19th, it's holding the Summer Vegan Food Carnival from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. with last entry at 7:45. Entry costs £3 and there'll be stalls inside and outside the restaurant serving food from all regions of India. And this will include pani puri, masala dosa, a chili gobi with small dishes starting at just £1. There'll also be drinks including mango lassi and masala chai, and entertainment such as henna tattoos, music, dance, and the Namaste Bazaar, where you can buy ingredients. It follows the success of the Veganuary Mela street food event held in January, where more than 750 people attended. Shreya Dubai, marketing executive, said, "The attendance was twice what we expected, so we're bringing it back for the summer and we'll recreate the vibe of an Indian carnival." You can buy tickets at eventbrite.co.uk.
A brewer's club has teamed up with a beloved city brand to create special brew for the Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital. Norwich Amateur Brewers, NAB, Club and Wildcraft Brewery have created the tipple named Wild Rainbow. The beer will be dry-hopped IPA, easy to drink and light in colour. The team say it is the perfect summer thirst quencher, courtesy of its tropical fruit aromas. Jack Davison, NAB member, said this is all for the relentless work the NHS and care staff have put in over the last 2 years, so feels good to give back what we can using our love and knowledge of craft beer. The beer is being brewed as part of Wildcraft's sponsorship of Norwich Amateur Brewers Beer Festival, being held on June the 11th at the Coachmakers Arms in St. Stephen's. Jake Thorogood, NAB festival organiser, said, "It's great that Wildcraft remains supportive of small hobby brewers. We're keen to use modern British hops in the beer and highlight the fantastic aromas and flavours these can bring."
A popular market booze stall is teasing new flavours of thirst-quenching delights after the successful launch of its frozen beer slushies. Sir Toby's Beers started selling grapefruit Schöfferhofer and Belgian cherry frozen beers in April, and in the weeks that have followed have flogged countless tipsy tipples, often hundreds a day. Many customers have come forward suggesting they release new flavours, and those eager to try a new taste are in luck, because Sir Toby's Beers Luke Stott and Joseph Marks teased that new combos and collaborations with local businesses are on the horizon. "There are plenty of others lined up," Luke said. "We're going to keep throwing in new flavours. Cherry will definitely stay as a core flavour because it's been ridiculously popular. They'll only get more popular as the warmer weather comes."